This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Prisoners and take no bribes here. This is the DJV program. We're on our own. I'm Doug Steffen, certainly on my own. Jennifer Horn, she's on her own. Victoria Keelan, yep. And Kara Schillen, who manages to find her way around all those computers and the buttons to make us sound like we are together. We are together in spirit, in mind, and in thought. So what are we thinking about, Jennifer, as we get started in this hour?
Well, we're thinking about the letter. Have you heard the letter going around the world?
Yes, I've heard about
it. Sorry, this one just it just makes me laugh. I know
I laughed
we should be
too,
doing better.
I laughed out loud when I heard, I did, I just laughed completely. All right, so explain what we're talking
this
about.
This is politics in 2019, and I know we should all be doing better, but this is pretty funny. So just to go back in time a day or so, on Wednesday, don't forget that Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, wrote a nice letter to President Trump that I think she thought was a pretty big political win. Like, she thought that was the mic drop and that maybe that would end everything. She told President Trump that even though from time to time the president is required to give an update, a State of the Union address, she doesn't want him to do it because of security concerns at the House of Representatives. So she said that he should either reschedule the State of the Union after the government shutdown ends and the government reopens and is back to business, or that he presented in writing. President Trump never responded to that letter until there was a letter of his own that was written and sent to Nancy Pelosi yesterday. And you know what? It's short, so here it is. Dear Madam Speaker, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining the strong border security movement to end the shutdown. Obviously, if you would like to make the journey by flying commercial, that would certainly be your prerogative. I look forward to seeing you soon and even more forward to watching our open and dangerous southern border finally reserve the attention, funding, and security it so desperately needs. Sincerely, Donald J. Trump. Now, that letter was sent while Nancy Pelosi and this delegation of House Democrats were literally like on a bus going to Andrews Air Force Base to get on one of those military jets. And people say, well, Trump's not a dictator. He can't cancel people's trips. No, he cannot. But what he can do is cancel the air transportation because it's provided by the military, and the military is furloughed.
Well, the optics of it, even they weren't that smart about
it. All of this,
I'm at
the point where I'm abstaining from everything because I'm so sick of it. I have friends who normally are very politically
like
minded.
A hunger strike. You're
and
not abstaining
like,
from everything, right?
I'm just I've from all this junk. This is just all garbage. Fix the problem. None of you are doing your jobs. We're paying you to do something, and you're not doing
there
it.
There should be. We
I'm
should
so
have
over all
a,
of it.
No,
both
you know
sides
what we should do is withhold
point.
The payment of our taxes. The
yes.
whole country should just not pay taxes.
Let's dump some tea in the bus and have it, and like start it all up again.
That's it, right? Yeah.
I do think it's kind of, looking at this again, and maybe it's just from the chair that I'm sitting in, as someone who realizes that border security is an issue, I live in California, we need to do something about immigration just to control it, not to end it or to stop it, but just to provide more order to it. I think it's ridiculous that Nancy Pelosi was thinking, and for that matter, the Democrats were thinking about leaving town for 7 days, because you know what that would mean? That would mean the shutdown wasn't going to be over for 7 days. That's
the optics
totally
of this are
ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, they are. They have no common sense. We elect these people. How do we get them elected? Who's paying attention?
they're covered by this cloud of security, right? Because they tell the media, don't say where we're going because it's going to violate our security. Okay, that may be true, and I would respect that under any other circumstance other than a shutdown. But what you do when you tell the media that you can't say Nancy Pelosi is out of town is it just looks like she's hiding someplace. Mm. So, I don't know. It's just...
Not a lot of common sense here. So, the federal workers who are not receiving paychecks... The government shutdown dragging on. There are some who have turned to crowdfunding to offset the cost of their bills. A couple of thousand campaigns raising about $500,000 to support the people who work for the government who have been impacted by this shutdown. The GoFundMe people say the websites, they're using the trust and safety team to verify the campaigns are related to the shutdown so that you're just not having somebody, that certainly the scam people would be out there trying to duplicate some of this stuff, put the money in their pocket. But
yeah, that's actually a really good point. This is probably a time, if you want to donate to one of these, be hyper-vigilant and do your research so you don't get stuck, you know, with a scam.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, there are lots of pictures online of people who are being affected by this. Certainly there are a lot of people, and this is the thing that troubles me, or that I wonder about, is why the Coast Guard, if they're paying the Army, the Marines, the Air Force, why are they not paying the Coast Guard? They have crowdfunding going on.
I think Homeland Security's trying to get funding for the Coast Guard now, right? Because they all missed a paycheck.
Well, yeah, I think their Coast Guard has been put into Homeland Security. Yeah. Now, it's not on its own.
They're the only active branch of the military that was furloughed, so it doesn't seem fair. But
here is a, let's see, beside GoFundMe, I'm looking at some of the other things that are going on, these interest-free loans, some of the people that are on, they're just ready to slip on a banana peel, trying to find counseling. The paychecks now are almost, what, a month overdue? Or they haven't been paid for a month. They're not a month overdue, but they...
The first paycheck that was missed was last Friday.
Last Friday, okay.
Yeah, so, because they were paid before the government shutdown started, and then the first pay period that most government employees missed was last Friday.
So there was a survey done of government employees who are on furlough, if you will, and the question was, could you pay bills up to $1,000? And 40% said that they would... be able to pay. The rest of them said they wouldn't be able to pay. So if you sort of translate that, or at least they don't have most of them don't have $1,000 in the bank. That's the way I read it. You read
100%. But remember, Doug, a couple months ago, I think you were the one who brought the story to all of us that there was a survey that most Americans don't have $2,000 in cash.
Yeah,
remember that?
Right. Yep.
And so this is very much in keeping with, I know it's easy for, you know, we're not government employees and it's easy to kind of say, oh, well, you know, they're eventually going to get paid. But in the meantime, there are people who are really about to be struggling if they aren't already.
Here's another fact.
It's more the reason that it doesn't look good to be gone for 7 days. And this is just common
sense. Doesn't look good
on any side. You know what? At least Republicans have been actually saying, come to the White House. Let's talk about this. The Democrats have not made a counterproposal. And I promise you, Victoria, this is not a Democrat-Republican issue. If this were a reversed, I would say the same thing. When it comes to making people feel like at least something is being done or discussed, both sides have to be at the table. And the Democrats have refused for over a week to even provide a counterproposal. Provide something. Say, don't just say we're not talking about it.
Is that and I don't know the answer to this. Is that because Trump won't back off the $5.8 billion or whatever it is?
I think that he would. I think if they would have come to him and say, look, we can't do all of this right now. Let's see how it goes. Here's half of the money. Start building the wall. Let's put some of the money into enhancing the immigration courts and enhancing border security. Then that's all they have to do. And I'm certain that Trump would take it. They haven't offered him anything. In fact, Nancy Pelosi laughed it off and said, I'd give him a dollar for the wall. That looks ridiculous when she's the one that supported it for the last 10 years.
What looks ridiculous is a plane load of people at the cost of $35,000 to $40,000 an hour flying to Afghanistan. That looks ridiculous. That's such horrible, horrible optics, judgment, whatever you want to say. I don't care which side you're on. This is another stat I found interesting. The average median salary of federal employees is $77,000 a year. 20% make less than $50,000. So the average employee is short $5,000 on average. That is, has done $5,000 worth of work, or at least they've earned $5,000 worth of pay, and they don't have they don't have the money. Again, the survey that came out, basically to translate it, there are very few federal workers who have more than a month's worth of savings in the bank.
Very few people in general have that.
Yeah. So this is 27 days. In 95, it lasted 21 days. In 78, it lasted 18 days. Let's see here. In 2013, 16 days. 1977, government shutdown lasted 12 days. In 1979, 11 days. 76, 10 days. 77, there were two shutdowns of 8 days apiece. So that's kind of how this all
You know what else is really scary? I was reading about somehow, you know, other ways people don't think about the furloughing and the government shutdown affecting people. There are a lot of companies that are trying to work with people. Like if you call your credit card company and say, I'm a federal employee and I'm being furloughed, there are companies that are willing to work with you. However, one gigantic industry that's not working with anybody are student loans. And a lot of people are very afraid they're going to default on their student loans. Yeah. And that's something that I know the government isn't, it's working on, you know, we've got one oar in the water here at this point. But that's something that, you know, I'm fortunate I don't have student loans, but I have a lot of friends who do. And that is something that they just have you over a barrel. And I know your daughter, Doug, has a lot of student loans too, right?
Yeah, still paying them off.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And they're not willing to work with anybody who's furloughed right now, which is just a travesty.
Yeah, it's really pretty damned outrageous when you get right down to it. DJV time is 18 after the hour. May I introduce you to the best sheets you will ever own? This is Sheets Creek instead of Sheets Creek, I suppose. Let's go down Sheets Creek. 100% Giza cotton. You know what that is, ladies? G-I-Z-A. Giza cotton. It is a 400 thread count. What's the best? Average sheet
can go
is
all the way up to a thousand thread count.
Can you?
Yeah.
These are reasonably priced with a 10-year.
400's very good, though, just to add that in. That's very, very good.
Right. So, sheets. You need them? Go to MyPillow.com. The cotton's coming from Egypt that they're using to make these sheets. I think that's where they call it Giza, because it's from that area, the Nile River in that region. They create the finest cotton in the world there. So they have decided that they want the best for you at MyPillow. And that goes for everything that they have, whether it's the pillowcases, the sheets, the sizes that you have to choose from. It's actually kind of a fun experience. If you go to MyPillow.com and look and see what they have there. Pillows galore, obviously, because that's how they started in business. But then so many other things that will help you get the best night's rest you can possibly imagine, and in sizes to fit all beds. So how about we all go together to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And use the code DJV, and you pay half price for almost everything in the catalog. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Change after the hour now on the DJB program. Music time in this hour. Starting with Maren Morris. Let's crank this up. She's got a new tour to celebrate her girl revolution. What do you know and like about her, Jennifer? She's up and coming in the country world, yeah?
Yeah, up and coming. She's got a nice sound. I think she appeals to people outside of country music. So for those looking for someone who's a crossover person, she definitely is that.
The latest track from The Girl Revolution is called Girl. It debuted yesterday. Second studio album from Sony Music Nashville. She's going to get a chance to play all that new music on the road in her Girl the World tour with country singers Cassidy Pope and Ray Lynn. Cassidy Pope, I've heard of. Ray Lynn, I have not. Who's Ray Lynn?
Both Blake Shelton team, right?
Yeah.
Are they?
Ray Lynn
from The Voice?
From very early on, actually, in The Voice. She toured with both Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton when they were still married. And now I think she kind of just is out on her own now. She's been able to build up a career for herself.
Good. Well, they're going to not only cover North America, but they're going to Europe and Australia as well. Maren said the new single is about women in the music industry. And that, quote, she wrote about the world around her in a humanizing way. So what does that mean? What is the world of country music like for a woman? The same as the rest of the entertainment business? Or is
we've heard a lot of complaints about not being played on radio if you're a woman in country.
Yes. Yeah.
So maybe this is her statement on that, too.
So the tour kicks off first of next month in Mexico at Brandi Carlile's Girls Just Wanna Weekend, goes to August 30th in Nebraska State Fair. So anyway, I didn't talk about Brandi Carlile being at the Aretha Franklin concert last Sunday night.
Was she one of the good ones?
Well, yeah, but she didn't fit because that's not her style. The Aretha style is not her style. And I think the audience was looking for people who could recreate as closely as possible the Aretha music, because that's what they like. They like the way Aretha did it, not the way some screaming kid that doesn't know, even have a feel for Aretha does it. Anyway, I think that
sounds like it was a disaster.
Not a great way to spend an evening.
No.
Ronnie Millsap also in the country world, announcing his new tour. Got 35 number ones on the country song chart. George Strait, Conway Twitty, and Merle Haggard are the only ones that have a number larger than that. His career includes membership in both the Grand Ole Opry and the Country Music Hall of Fame. His music is pretty inspirational. A lot of artists like him as well. Millsap is revisiting his greatest hits with some notable friends on Ronnie Millsap, The Duets, which comes out today. The album has been working for a couple of years. He's believed to have, and it was the last recording session of Leon Russell and Troy Gentry, both working with Ronnie Millsap. Other artists include Dolly, Jason Aldean, Billy Gibbons, Casey Musgraves, Willie Nelson, Little Big Town, George Strait, duet with Millsap on his 1989 traditional country hit, Houston Solution, has been released. Is that what this is? Let's listen to this. Ah, that sounds really good. There's the country. This experience for Ronnie, memorable. He recorded the disc at Black River's recording studio, a location he knows well. He once owned it, recorded a lot of his biggest hits there, including Stranger in My House and She Keeps the Home Fires Burning. He said, one of the first things I did when I got enough of a good royalty check to come up with my own studio, I bought it from Roy Orbison. Ha! Now, there's got to be a lot of history in that place. Woo! So, that's the story, Ronnie Millsap on tour. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit drchristianconti.com.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing a loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The woman who's the Democratic leader of the U.S. House and the man in the White House continue to argue over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's now canceled trip overseas. President Trump citing the government shutdown in canceling Pelosi's flight on a military jet to, among other things, visit with U.S. troops and military leaders in Afghanistan. Trump's action was seen as a response to Pelosi's recent request that he postpone the State of the Union address until after the shutdown's resolved. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy's take.
I think the best thing that could happen, and everybody could calm a little bit, get in a room together, and put the American people first before their travels and solve the problem.
The 46th annual March for Life happens today on the National Mall in Washington, the premier annual event for pro-life activists. After a midday rally, they'll march to the Supreme Court. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
The DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour now on the Friday, January 18th, get together with the DJV Ensemble, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. So, Victoria, let's turn it to you, turn it over to you, turn to you, listen to you. What's going on?
turn to me. Let's talk about something wonderful and positive. How about a national treasure that everyone can agree on? How's that? In this time of no one can agree on anything, but we can all agree that Betty White is everybody's favorite national treasure. And
yes.
Yesterday she turned 97 years old, and her rep said that she was actually photographed running errands. Not
really?
Running, but, you know, walking errands.
Yeah.
Walking
errands.
And she looks great, and a lot of people were wishing her on social media happy birthday and wanted to know what she was up to. And her rep said that Betty is feeling great, and she still loves to work. Offers are still coming in at 97. She's still reading scripts. And that her birthday was going to be spent playing poker with friends. And she has done that for decades. She likes to drink her whiskey and play poker. And when people asked her rep what her birthday wish was, she said, Betty is still waiting for Robert Redford to call. So that's...
Maybe he'll call today.
Robert Redford, what's wrong with you? Call Betty White. Like, seriously.
Yes. Do a movie together. Do something together.
Sweet. Well, yeah. Betty also issued a statement saying what she's often asked about her longevity and how she stays healthy and positive. And she said, I know it sounds corny, but I just try to see the funny side and the upside, not the downside. I get bored with people who complain about this or that. It's such a waste of time. Enjoy life. Accentuate the positive, not the negative. It sounds so trite, but a lot of people will pick out something to complain about rather than say, hey, that was great. It's not hard to find great stuff if you look. I think that's a really good
thing.
She's
not reading the newspaper either.
Hey, that's why she's 97.
Maybe what it's all about. Today is National Thesaurus Day. I challenge all of you, first of all, to pronounce it correctly and then to spell it. Thesaurus. National Thesaurus Day. When was the first time, ladies? Jennifer, when was the first time you used a thesaurus? Do you remember? What grade you were in?
I don't remember the first time. It wasn't as much of a magic moment as I can tell it was for you.
Yeah.
Well, when I opened that book, I'm sure it was elementary school.
I think it was fifth grade for me when I was challenged to find, we were doing synonyms and antonyms and homonyms and all that stuff. Remember those from elementary school? And looking for words that are not the same, not repetitive. So you use the same word over and over again. I use it today, actually. I don't like reading somebody's work when they repeat the same word in a sentence or even a paragraph. And using the thesaurus, great way to convey thoughts without repeating the same word. It's kind of like when I was teaching school, and one of the biggest lessons, hardest lessons for youngsters to learn, was not to define a word by using the word. You know, did you ever do that, Victoria, when you were in school? What's the meaning of climate? Well, it has to do with the climate. No, it doesn't.
Can't do that.
Well, it has to do with the weather. Anyway, you got Peter Mark Roget to thank for this book. That's why it's called Roget's Thesaurus. Started the book in 1848, finished it in 1952, had 15,000 words in it originally. The book's original title, Thesaurus of English Words and Phrases, classified and arranged so to facilitate the expression of ideas and assist in literary composition. That was the name of the book. So now, just known as Roget's Thesaurus. You can get them online. There's an online version of the thesaurus. Right? You all use that?
I use it all the time, actually.
Yeah, I think it's very helpful. So we remember fondly, and if you didn't know it was Mr. Roget who did it, now you do. Now you know the rest of the story, as they say. I was noticing in sports what's going on, the country, and whether they're rooting for the Patriots or, what is it,
the Rams,
the Saints. And the Saints.
The Saints.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, we all have a horse in this fight. This will be interesting.
Well, it's very interesting. Now, I'm interested now to a point just to see who's winning because the Patriots are in it again. But when I look, this is my favorite ruse or my favorite grind. StubHub is selling the cheapest seats at the Super Bowl for $3,900.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say more than that.
Me too.
What, for the cheapest seats?
Yeah, sometimes the cheapest seats are $5,000 and up. people, the resale on them.
Will the price go up when the final, when the actual challenge, I think that's what happens.
Yeah. When now we know the teams, then yes, they'll go up.
So who can afford, obviously what we said about government employees, who can afford $3,900?
People
you bring your,
find
who
a way.
Does?
It's what I say about Disneyland. I have no beef with Disneyland for raising their prices because people are paying that money to go into Disneyland Park. My question is, who the heck can afford it? And the same question is with these sporting events. Like, who does that? I bristle when I have to spend over $100 for a ticket, much less $3,900.
Well, but I remember
Super Bowl
what happened
people
when
pay for a memorable experience if it's their team.
My purchasing of the tickets for the Aretha concert, when we first looked, Kara, it was $50, I think, or $85, or whatever the top of the thing is. And then when I went back in the next day, the prices had tripled because of resale. And it's just what you've got is a, I don't know why the public supports it or has fallen into this. I don't know, you know, if I hadn't really wanted to go see it, and I wish I hadn't spent the money now because it wasn't worth it. It would have been worth $50 or $85, but it sure as heck wasn't worth $245. As a matter of fact, I'm offended by what they gave me for my money, frankly. I think that's the way sometimes...
Well, you didn't pay the base price. You paid the scalper price.
Yeah.
So,
but I could have... If I'd have gone in the first day, I guess I should have been more decisive and said, okay, I'm buying these tickets right now. But I didn't, so... Yeah. And then you can say, well, it's on you then, Dougie.
I feel like
you,
Dougie. Yeah, we talk about supply and demand and capitalism, and you can't complain about it when it just doesn't work in your favor.
Right, sure I can.
Sure you can.
That's
why we're Americans.
That's right.
We complain freely.
All right, Jennifer, television, good news for fans of The Office. This is an interesting reality. Steve Carell is going to star in a new TV series that will be on Netflix called Space Force, kind of like The Office in space, looks like. Right?
Is that that's it. Well, and it's also based on Trump's idea for a space force. Although I shouldn't say it's Trump's idea for a space force, because defense people have been talking for a long time that we need to compete in space with Russia and China. But everybody likes to make it seem like Trump has a space force, you know, and his little voice. So, it should be kind of funny, I think. And Steve Carell is smart and funny. So what could go wrong?
Yeah. We always used to think because of The Office that Carell was a comedian or a comedic actor. And yet he's done some fabulous roles. Pointing to the latest thing I've seen him in was this, he played Rumsfeld in Vice. And did it quite convincingly, frankly. He had all the mimics and, he had all of the if you look at the sort of way people are, they're little nuances, and he had them all down. Anyway, so that's good news if you're a Steve Carell fan or interested in that sort of thing. I wonder how much is Netflix getting into it again. All right, what do we have? We don't normally look at, well, you don't have a schedule on Netflix and Amazon, and you just go watch whatever you want to watch when you want to watch it. Our TV schedule that Jennifer does is based on the traditional model of what's on at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah, but you can watch any time. And, you know, we ran out of time yesterday for a TV report, but it was a really, actually the biggest news was not necessarily what was on the networks or cable, but it was about that Star Trek Dynasty story, that streaming show that premiered on CBS's On Demand. We've talked about that before where they're creating online content specifically for their online platform, and one of the biggest things that they've put money behind, and this is actually probably the most money they've put behind, even above The Good Fight, is this Star Trek Dynasty show that premiered yesterday. So it is up there if you want to take a peek at it. They're putting a lot of money in it in advertising to let people know that it's on CBS On Demand. But the big story for the weekend, of course, is going to be football. Two big games. You've got the Rams taking on the Saints, and Victoria and I are on different sides of the aisle once again, not just politically, but man, in the sports world, we're going to have to watch some Jersey Shore so we can come together. And then the Patriots are facing off against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the Patriots' eighth time going to the playoffs in just in 8 years, which is amazing. And then the Kansas City Chiefs have never been this far in their franchise history. So as much as I love the Patriots, I'm kind of, it wouldn't be terrible.
It's time for some new blood, right?
But I do love the Patriots. I love Tom Brady. I love Gronk. So,
is he Gronk?
Tonight
going to retire this year? Isn't Gronk retiring? I see that somewhere.
He said that last year, so that they would sign him again. Right.
Yeah.
Gronk might stop play football.
Gronk had plenty of bread. Today, tonight, ABC at 8 o'clock, Fresh Off the Boat is new at 8, followed by Speechless at 8:30, and then 2020, a big two-hour 2020 from starting at 9 o'clock. CBS is all in reruns tonight. On the CW, you're going to see a brand-new episode of Dynasty at 8 o'clock, followed by Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Fox is all new with Last Man Standing at 8, followed by The Cool Kids at 8:30 and Hell's Kitchen at 9. And NBC all new tonight, Blind Spot at 8, followed by The Blacklist and Dateline NBC. So that's what's going on tonight. Big story is football, and that's all I got.
Is it?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Big Brother starts next week. That'll be fun. Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Fun for whom?
For everyone who watches
to watch Anthony Scaramucci over here.
Yeah, I guess this would be considered television news. Les Moonves, who was the former head at CBS, says he's going to fight CBS over their decision not to pay him the $120 million severance that he says he's due. So he's going to go there, going to arbitration. It'd be very interesting to see. I would think he'd want to keep whatever went on. You know, whatever went on is going to become very public. Moonves' lawyer said the decision was without merit, really. Okay, well.
That's interesting, because they found that he violated pretty much every clause of his contract. So.
Right.
We'll see how that goes.
Do about that. Here's something that you will be happy to learn about if you're a brand new listener to this program and you haven't heard me talk about how fabulous power swabs are in terms of creating a lasting impression on your friends, your family. If you are trying to present yourself, you got new clothes maybe. You're finding a new girlfriend or a boyfriend, maybe you're trying to find a new job, then you should make sure that your teeth, which is what people look at first, are fabulous. And the way to get that fabulous white smile, to get rid of the stains that come from drinking wine or coffee or tea, whatever it is, can be transformed in as short a period of time as 5 minutes. No brainer. Power swabs. Get them by calling 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. So far they've sold, I think, 2.9 million kits. Not a secret. This is a great step in oral health care. You need to have clean teeth. Make sure that, and when you're cleaning your teeth, getting rid of a lot of the bacteria that are on the teeth, and that saves your gums as well. Gums are a very important part of your overall health. So this is not just about how you look, but this is about your overall health. So take advantage of this opportunity to get your teeth up to 10 shades whiter. It's safe, easy. It's amazing, actually, how well it works. Give yourself the star treatment, if you will, or here in New England, the star treatment. Call 800-208-1797 and use the DJV code. You will get the package of power swabs at half price, half the retail price, 800-208-1797. Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No, someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for our weekly overview of the hot hits, the five top stories from the world of technology from this week. Start at number five, we will. Victoria, I feel like I'm Yoda. Start yes. at number five, we will. Mm-hmm. Victoria Keelan starts at five with an amazing Amazon story. Is there a week that we can remember that there wasn't some story in the top five relating to Amazon?
Probably not. Amazon is a very big part of our lives, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it. Amazon has now included an upgraded Alexa voice remote with its entry-level Fire Stick. So normally it's $39.99, and this, if you're starting out, if you're just starting with a Fire Stick bundle, which gives you the remote and the little stick that is a USB stick that goes into the back of your TV, gives you access to Amazon Prime and Netflix and a lot of different apps and things like that. It's I have it. I love it. It's very, very useful. So it's $40 if you want to start brand new. Now, if you already have the old version of the remote, which does not have Alexa's voice activation built in, Amazon has a special right now. If you only need the remote and not the stick as well, for $14.99, you can buy it on Amazon. So if you have a Fire TV or you already have the Fire Stick bundle, then that is a really good deal to get you upgraded. So that way, and the new remote actually also controls volume on your TV, so you don't need to use two different remotes. So it's a little bit of an upgrade, and it's a pretty good price for $14.99.
All right, number four is important for people who need protection. I guess that's all of us under the circumstances, right?
Yeah, one of the unexpected side effects of the government shutdown is that government websites are also down. And so the Federal Trade Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, those websites are not down. Those websites are not being updated right now, which also includes the agency's Do Not Call registry. That's donotcall.gov. That means consumers with numbers that they'd like to register, you can't sign up right now. And that also means that there's no one enforcing robocalling regulations. So this is not great for consumers all around. The other thing that we want to just make sure everyone knows of, make sure you are very, very careful when you're going on any of these websites from the government, because right now there is very little security. Some of the security certificates have run out, and so until the government reopens, they won't be able to renew those certificates, which means those websites are vulnerable to being hacked. So if you go on, let's say if you want to report identity theft, if you go on to the website on the Federal Trade Commission to their identity theft site, it's not protected right now. So just be very, very careful. NASA is dealing with the same thing. NASA.gov, that has already expired now. So just be very careful because you will be exposed and vulnerable to malware.
All right. Number three, a focus on police and what they can do or can't do when it comes to using force.
Right. A California judge this week ruled that even with a warrant, law enforcement cannot force someone to unlock their cell phone using biometric features, which means either using facial recognition if you have an iPhone 10 or newer, or using your thumbprint to open up your phone. And so the reason that the judge denied this is because they say that this goes against the Fifth Amendment's protection against self-incrimination. So look to there's going to be a lot more debate about this, and the more biometric measures we start taking in our daily lives, the more complicated this is going to be legally. But for now, just know if you're ever pulled over or whatever, that cops cannot force you to open your phone.
All right, number two, another one that you have a hard time avoiding every week when we look at the top five technology stories is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix kind of annoyed a lot of people this week because they blindsided everyone with a plan increase. So the most popular plan on Netflix will increase from $11 to $13 a month. That's for HD streaming. The most expensive plan goes up to $16 a month, and the basic plan goes up to $9 a month. And Netflix is justifying all of this, saying that they had approximately 700 original new shows in 2018 alone. And so, hey, we've got to support all that new programming. Someone's got to pay for it.
Right. That's an interesting way of doing it. They're looking at it.
That's what they say.
Yeah, here's the top story, the top technology story of the week.
Yes, YouTube. And so this is a great story. They're now banning challenge and prank videos that are considered dangerous and puts people's lives at risk. We all have heard about the Tide Pod challenge. Now the Bird Box challenge has gone way too far. And that's, if you haven't seen it, that's a show, a movie on Netflix starring Sandra Bullock, where essentially everyone needs to wear blindfolds in order to survive. Stupid, stupid people looking to get instantly famous on YouTube have been doing all of these challenges. One guy drove a car with the blindfold. Obviously, he crashed that car in Utah. So YouTube says they're going to remove all these types of videos for everyone's safety.
I'm surprised.
No one has common sense.
I'm surprised at Sandra Bullock for wanting to do a movie like this. Actually, I think it's very negative. All right, so there they are, top five stories from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here at 59 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.